When I arrive in the parking lot of Spring Mountain Vineyard, an exhausted man greets me with a smile. Ron Rosenbrand, director of vineyard operations for Spring Mountain Vineyard, steps down from his truck, which is covered in a thick blanket of ashes and grime. Behind him are rows of blackened grapevines, what's left of a disintegrated tractor and a melted outhouse. Rosenbrand takes a deep breath and points up the hill to where his home was burnt to the ground. He recounts the story of how he and his two adult sons tried to save it while his wife and daughter ran down the hill to rescue the two donkeys that lived on the winery property. The animals were saved. His home was not. His mission then became to save the winery.
And I needed to get help here. I sat down on Spring Mountain Road with my flashing lights, and I had a flashlight, and I was flashing at vehicles trying to get somebody to come in. So what I did was, I know the fire captain of St. Helena Fire Department pretty well. And I said, John, please, is there any way you can get a truck out here to help us? We're going to lose everything at Spring Mountain Vineyard.
Rosenbrand said within 10 minutes, firefighters arrived.
We just saw the firefighters go into action, you know, by turning on the hoses and just started bombing the fire with water and doing everything that they know how to do best. And they were just miraculous. I couldn't thank them enough.
The cleanup seems overwhelming at times, says Rosenbrand. At this time of the year, the harvest would be in full swing with a pungent smell of fermenting grapes, but now it's the odor of ashes that lays on everything that the vineyard crews are busy cleaning up, including hundreds of toppled trees.
Irrigation lines were damaged severely in the fire. Lots of things melted, drip hose melted, risers coming out of the ground for supplying water to the drip system melted and burned. And so even if we wanted to irrigate the vines right now, we couldn't, because the system is so damaged that we couldn't get water anywhere.
Winemakers are grappling with tons of smoke-damaged grapes, most likely to result in millions of dollars in losses for growers, and a great uncertainty for winemakers about how much of the 2020 harvested crop can be reliably used to make wine. As we walk through vineyards of Merlot, Rosenbrand points out the gray film on the clusters of grapes.
You can see the white ash everywhere on these grapes. Even though the grapes look like they would be salvageable, there is so much ash on the grapes and so much smoke penetration into the skins that they're really going to be unusable. Everybody that I've talked to has said that when a fire burns really close to your vineyard and you turn it into wine, it tastes like you're licking an ashtray. So it's really, really intense and damaged so badly that it's not usable.
Rosenbrand says they had only picked 10% of the grapes before the fire started.
It's going to be a very small amount of wine that we produce in 2020. Very small compared to normal. We lost about 90% of the crop.
The good news is grapevines are incredibly resilient.
Grapevines are amazing. You know, unless it got so hot that it burned next year's budwood and canes, it will be okay, and we'll be able to prune it this winter, and we should get a crop next year.
He's confident that Spring Mountain's retail team will sell their inventory of library wines that will get them through this time. But the financial cost of the smoke will not be fully tallied until next year.
You know, we have a fabulous place to grow really, really high quality grapes, and I know I can bring the vineyards back.
Rosenbrand surveys the old mansion, not touched by the fires, and behind it, the acres of burned vines. There are still long fire hoses covering the property, just in case.
I've gone through my sad times early on as I first saw everything and saw my house, and, you know, that was tough. That was really tough, I'll be honest, but I just am working through it and trying to move on, you know, put it behind us and head in the right direction and be strong. We know we can do this.
For KPFA at the Spring Mountain Vineyard in Napa, I'm Karen Argood.